Now, on Monday night, Laura had her book launch for her diary. And Fox Mary, who used to, of course, read out the diaries on Radio 1, was there. And to cut a long one short, got off with my flatmate. So the next day, obviously we wanted to have a little bit of fun with this, because you couldn't let something like that pass you by, could you? So we called them up, both of them at the same time, and put them together on the phone just to see how uncomfortable it would get. And it did, the day after the snog.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Who's up?
It's Mary.
Is that Mary?
Yep.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Fraser. I think Scott's supposed to.
Hi. Are you okay?
I'm very good. Did you have a good time at the book launch?
Yeah, it was banging. Did you?
It was very good.
And the conversation kind of went on like that, very uncomfortable. Did you have a good time at the book launch? You were snogging her face off. You know how much of a good time she had. Right, okay, so that's fine. You know, a bit of harmless fun. You know, they both moved on, even though he has asked for a number. Now, it's been brought to my attention on my unofficial website, which is, you might want to go and have a look, unofficialmills.co.uk. There appears to have been some photos posted by my flatmate on that website. Now, I love that website very much. I heart them. However, it appears that they are in cahoots with my flatmate, if I can use the term cahoots. Can I? Thank you. And on there, it appears, well, there are pictures of what is supposed to be one of my alleged holiday romances while we were in Thailand. Now, before I go any further, let me explain that me and him, the flatmate, we do have an agreement when we go on holiday that what goes on tour stays on tour. And what we certainly don't do is put pictures on websites that we haven't both agreed from our camera phones, from the pictures we took on holiday, because some things are private and some things aren't. And these were private photos. But you know what I mean? Fraser, if you want to play tit for tat, I can play that. Two can play that game. As Bobby Brown once said. So, if you want to play it like that, then that's fine.
This is National Radio 1.
Hello, Mike in Reading. He says, "Why are you ashamed of your holiday photos?" I'm not ashamed of them. It's just that they're not supposed to be on a website. It's something that me and my flatmate agree when we go on holiday that we don't take the pictures from our phones and put them willy-nilly on the www. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not ashamed of them. If you want to have a look, unofficialmills.co.uk. She is not my girlfriend. Thank you for your comments on text about my holiday photos, which have been placed online by my flatmate, who I will be having words with later on.